Aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Palas, and I was meditating on heaven on earth this morning. I had a very dear friend, Reverend Mary Omwick, with Unity Church, who used to actually have that as the goal, to bring heaven to earth. And I always have thought about the words about heaven and earth, and I write every day so many times. Words have come to me about that. Of course, so many people have also written quotes about heaven and earth. But this is a subject that actually relates back to our state of mind, our state of being, our state of awareness, and also whether we can experience and see heaven on earth if we can believe that heaven is there in one level of awareness, one dimension. And if we're aware of that dimension and we take away any limits, we can experience heaven on earth when we meditate, when we look for it in the beauty of nature, when we open that door to heaven. And the door to heaven is open for us at any time. We're willing to accept that we can go beyond our ego and we can go beyond our judgments and we can allow ourselves to free ourselves of those limitations and we can just be in that state of heaven and see heaven within us, heaven all around us, and be in that place of heaven on earth. And by being in that place of heaven on earth, we can share the energy of heaven on earth. Now, I'm working on a new album, actually. It's soon to be released. And I did a subtitle, Love Conquers All. Subtitle is When Heaven Merged with Earth. When I first was going to do this title, the subtitle was going to be When Heaven Merges with Earth. But that gave me the feeling that that's going to be sometime in the future. But what if we really were to look at the occurrence of the teachers and masters who came from the highest places of heaven, the highest realms, and were here on earth? Were not they indeed able to be here and bring heaven to earth? That is what I think is at the base core of so many of these teachings of Christ and Buddha. The ones who experienced true enlightenment understood there is no separation except for in our minds. Heaven is a state of mind, and heaven is here when you believe and allow yourself to be in that state and go within. This is a quote that I read. The kingdom of heaven is a literal kingdom. Heaven isn't just an ethereal thought. It will be an actual place, an actual world under Christ's rule and reign. Now, that again puts it in the statement of that place in the future. But if I take that same concept and say, well, Christ came to earth saying, this is why he came. And if we believe he brought heaven to earth, then wouldn't we be postponing it if we say that heaven isn't here? Now, we can certainly do a long litany of reasons why it looks like hell on earth. And some people think earth is the hell. But that's looking at the things that were and are wrong. I love this quote here from Dido Stargaze. Is it Dido Stargaze? Heaven is love, right? Now, we know that the divine love is heavenly. The divine pervades this energy when you're in that state of what you sense and your awareness and what you feel, and brings us back to that love. And that brings me back to one of the reasons I titled my new release, Love Conquers All. Here's a poem from that new release, and there's a single coming out called All of Life is a Hymn to Love. And you might question, just as you question, how can love conquer all? But how can you say all of life is a hymn to love when you're thinking about the war and the disease and the battles and all the stuff? All that stuff. You know that stuff. That stuff we watch on the news. But here's the words I wrote after meditation. All of life is a hymn to love, an expression of living, the gift of giving, shared in this moment to know. Sounds of radiant frequencies, heavenly colors that speak to be, songs to be sung by the soul, as in time they magically unfold. All of life is a hymn to love. So many secrets the cosmos hold, reflected here in a mirror shining back as it's told. Through the filters of time and the many dimensions that carry the flight, the existence in space and time. But the eyes always show the truth that they hold, that seek to be seen and known in life's precious hymns of love. Such love, such precious love. I'll play that excerpt from that song at the end of this talk. But I think talking is talking, and experiencing is experiencing. And there's a time where we can go into meditation and experience that love. So let's just experience a little of heaven on earth. Take some deep breaths in, holding it at the top of your breath where your stillness is, and breathing out, just releasing any tension. Breathing in the heart of love, that heaven within. Holding it, allowing it to expand out through every single cell of your body, your mind, and your being. Breathing it deeply in, and as you breathe out, allow your whole body to feel radiations of that love from your heart center, from your heart of hearts. Feel this love that conquers all, expanding in your mind. Heaven there within. Breathing in that light that is the heavenly light from the divine. Breathing it in deeply, allowing it to share its beautiful rays of wonderful white light as it shines above your head and up, 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 connecting you with the highest light and coming down and through your head, through your throat, through your shoulders, through and down into your heart, shining that light on through, down your chakras and into your solar plexus and your second chakra and the pelvis and the root chakra, allowing that energy to go down to the right thigh and the left thigh, feeling that energy of heaven going into the right knee, the the left knee, being aware of that energy going through the calves and down to the ankles and to the feet and on through and down into the earth. Breathing in that energy and seeing it expand out in front of you, out behind you, out on either side of you, and you are surrounded and encapsulated in heavenly light, protected in this heaven, in this presence of heaven within. And now go deeper and deeper into your heart of hearts. Allow yourself to be aware of how your heart feels. Is there any pain or any issues or anything there that needs to be released? See that deepest part of your heart. If there's any stone that's blocking your freedom, roll away the stone. And allow that heavenly light to shine in with the love that heals and forgives. Breathing that heavenly light in. And allow yourself in your heart of hearts to believe there is a love that conquers all. Believe in this wonderful energy. It is the solution, the soul's energy that is there, present at any time you allow yourself to feel that energy. And it feels so good. Feel good right now. Feel that inner light of heaven expanding. Expanding to your soul and from your soul to the source of all creation, to the cosmos, to the energy that is the light of all lights of all creation. And realize this light is alive in you, that you are a being that can be alive in the breath of heaven's light right here, right now. Allow this wonderful light to be present here and now in you. Be still and feel this energy. Feel this light. Feel that all of life is a hymn to love. I wrote this morning. What if the kingdom of heaven is here, right now? Can you imagine the magic of this Tao? Can you see past the illusion that limits the unstoppable presence of the light in you? We hold the key. Be able to see the kingdom of heaven if we can just believe. Believe in that light that you are. Believe in the way that inspiring beauty around you creates clues to discover heaven's presence is here each day. The kingdom of heaven is there in the mind. That magic is just waiting within you to find. Breathe in that heavenly energy and feel that heaven is here, merged within you, present in the presence of heaven on earth here and now. Breathe it in, believe it, absorb it, be it, live it, love it, and share it. I thank you so much for taking the time to be present in that heaven here within. God bless you always, and may that love within you always shine bright. Listening to the symphony of life, you can hear God's heartbeat alive in each blessed breath of light. That love feeds the presence here, in tune with the pulse of humanity, with radiant frequencies so clear. If you listen, you can hear the music of the spheres alive in this energy throughout the universe as it appears. You can hear the heartbeat of spirit as it dances with dark and light. Each star's song is alive with its own destiny in life. The Lord answers our prayers, although sometimes it's hard to tell. But if we rest our head upon his chest, we may hear the heartbeat of love there, and brilliant symphonies of life sounds. Sweet callings of each breath merge with the harmony of the universe as that song of life infinitely plays. That blessed source of energy as it speaks freely in the heartbeat of the symphony of sounds. Alive in us as the music that is a hymn of love. The language of spirit speaks in universal codes that resonate in our very being, alive in our souls. Stop and listen. Find that right key that opens the door to the universal mysteries. Commune with that spirit, that spark of the divine. Let it bless your life with the nectar from the holy vine. That music that lifts you to hear the magical symphony of the cosmic spheres. The language of spirit, spoken in such a way, from the source of all energy, its message is conveyed. Speak from that spirit. Honor its songs. Let it communicate its light from the One. Share the inspiration from the conductor above, who directs those instruments, with that spirit that's a hymn to love.
All of life is a hymn to love. And all of love is a gift from above. When the angels sing songs that ring in our souls, all of life is a gift to be. Is a hymn to the love from above. We are all children of life is a hymn to love. Just love.